Welcome to our Thursday evening Bible study.
Bienvenido a nuestro estudio bíblico.
This evening we're continuing our series on Jesus in the Old Testament.
En esta noche vamos a continuar nuestro estudio sobre Jesucristo en el Antiguo Testamento.
In this series we've been looking at the types and shadows of Jesus.
En esta series estamos estudiando los tipos y sombras de Jesucristo.
And so let's go ahead and open in prayer and then we'll start.
Vamos a abrir en oración.
Lord, we ask that you would bless our study this evening. We pray that you would grant unto each and every one of us a greater understanding of Jesus in the Old Testament. We pray that, Lord, you would use your word to speak to our hearts today. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would enlighten our minds this evening. And so we commit this time into your hands. We ask that you'd bless it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
In the series so far,
hasta este punto en el series,
we've been looking at a few types of Christ.
Hemos estudiado algunos tipos de Cristo.
The first that we studied was Adam himself.
Primero estudiábamos Adán,
who is a type of Christ.
Quien es tipo de Cristo.
Then we studied the seed of the woman.
Segundamente, estudiábamos la semilla de la mujer.
Then we studied the garments of skins.
También estudiábamos la vestidura de piel.
This was describing the clothes that God clothed Adam and Eve with.
Esto describía la vestidura que Dios dio a Adán.
And then lastly, we studied the story of Abel's sacrifice.
Últimamente estudiábamos el sacrificio de Abel.
And all of these have pointed to Jesus Christ.
Y cada uno ha apuntado a Jesucristo.
If you get your Bibles, you can turn to Genesis chapter 6.
En sus Biblias, por favor, abren a Génesis capítulo 6.
And this evening, we're going to look at the Ark of Noah, or Noah's Ark.
En esta noche, vamos a estudiar acerca de el Arca de Noé.
Noah's Ark is a type of Christ.
El Arca de Noé es un tipo de Cristo.
But before we consider how it is a type of Christ,
pero antes de considerar de qué manera es tipo de Cristo,
we want to consider the whole story first.
Queremos considerar la historia primero.
The story of Noah and the Ark has really amazed us all since we've been children.
La historia del arca de Noé ha sido increíble a todos nosotros desde niños.
Or if you weren't saved or weren't raised in church.
O si no crecimos en la iglesia.
When you first started reading the Bible and began to read about Noah and the ark.
Cuando empezó a leer la Biblia y leer acerca de el arca de Noé.
It's an interesting story.
La verdad es que esta es una historia interesante.
In Genesis chapters 6 through 8, we have the whole story from beginning to end.
En Génesis capítulos 6 a 8 tenemos la historia en total.
And in Genesis chapter 6 verses 5 through 8,
vamos a leer Génesis 6, versos 5 a 8.
It's in this section of Scripture that we read why God would ultimately destroy the earth of that day.
En esta porción de Escritura leemos la razón por qué Dios destruyó la tierra.
In Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 through 8, it says this.
Y dice así en Génesis 6, 5 a 8.
It says, the Lord saw the wickedness of, or saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Read it in Spanish.
Vio Jehová que la maldad de los hombres era mucha en la tierra, y que todo designio de los pensamientos de su corazón solo era de continuo en mal.
The King James Version mentions the imaginations of men were evil continually.
La Reina Valera menciona que los pensamientos del hombre eran de continuo en mal.
Verse 6 continues, and the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart.
Verso 6, y se arrepintió Jehová de haber hecho al hombre en la tierra, y le dolió en su corazón.
So the Lord said, I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the land, man and animals and creeping things and birds of the heavens, for I am sorry that I have made them.
Por eso dijo Jehová, borraré de la faz de la tierra a los hombres que he creado, desde el hombre hasta la bestia y hasta el reptil y las aves del cielo, pues me arrepiento de haberlos hecho.
And I love verse 8.
Y me encanta verso 8.
It says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Dice, pero Noé halló gracia ante los ojos de Jehová.
Genesis chapter 6 shows us that the wickedness of man began to pretty much permeate the earth.
En Génesis 6, entendemos que la iniquidad del hombre estaba sobre toda la tierra.
The scripture says that the imagination of man's heart was only evil continually.
Y los pensamientos eran de continua en mal.
And it's describing the intention of the heart was towards evil.
Y describe que las intenciones del corazón eran malvados.
It was so bad that the Lord God regretted creating man.
Era tan mal que el Señor se arrepintió de crear al hombre.
He was grieved in his heart.
Quebró su corazón.
I don't know how bad it really was.
Yo no puedo entender en total qué tan mal era.
But the scripture says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in these end days.
Pero leemos en la Biblia que nos dice que así como en los días de Noé, así será en los últimos días.
And so the Lord said he was going to wipe out man from the earth, all living things.
Entonces Jehová dijo que él iba a borrar de la faz de la tierra toda creación.
And so God's intention was to destroy everyone and everything.
Entonces Dios quería borrar cada cosa que él había creado.
But then in verse 8 we find that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Pero en verso 8 leemos, pero Noé halló gracia ante los ojos de Dios.
This one man.
Este hombre.
He is the one that found favor in the eyes of God.
Él halló favor en los ojos de Jehová.
And what we find out about Noah.
Y lo que entendemos de Noé.
Is that he was a righteous man.
Es que él era un hombre justo.
He found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Encontró gracia en los ojos del Señor.
And of course, because God would destroy all living things.
Y porque Dios iba a borrar cada cosa viviente.
We find that God would tell Noah to build an ark.
Leemos que Dios le dijo a Noé que él iba a edificar la arca.
Look at verses 13 through 14 of Genesis chapter 6.
Mire conmigo Génesis 13 y 14 de capítulo 6.
It says, and God said to Noah, I've determined to make an end of all flesh, for the earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them, I will destroy them with the earth.
Dijo pues Dios a Noé, he decidido el fin de todo ser, porque la tierra está llena de violencia a causa de ellos, y yo los destruiré con la tierra.
In verse 14, the first part says, make yourself an ark of gopher wood.
Y el primer parte de verso 14 dice, hazte un arca de madera de gopher.
Now, Noah was a righteous man.
Noé era un hombre justo.
He was a man that loved the Lord.
Él amó a Dios.
And you can see in verses 9 through 10 a description of his righteousness.
En versos 9.
Actually, just verse 9.
En verso 9 leemos de cuánto él amaba a Dios.
It says he was a righteous man.
Nos dice que era hombre justo.
Says he was blameless in his generation.
Perfecto entre los hombres.
And then lastly, it even says that he walked with God.
Y últimamente dice que caminó Noé con Dios.
This describes his righteousness.
Y esto describe que era justo.
But then the Lord told him to build this ark because God would spare him and his family.
Pero despuesito Dios le instruyó de edificar la arca para salvar a él y a su familia.
Ultimately, all living things would die, as it describes in verse 17.
Y como dice en verso 17, que Dios iba a destruir todo ser.
This was God's intention.
Esto era la intención de Dios.
Now, as we continue with the story,
en continuar con esta historia,
it would be all of Noah's household that would enter into the ark.
Toda la casa de Noé entraron en el arca.
Verse 18 says of chapter 6,
verso 18 de capítulo 6 de Génesis
says,
dice,
"But I will establish my covenant with you. And you shall come into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you."
Pero estableceré mi pacto contigo, y tú entrarás en el arca con tus hijos, tu mujer, y las mujeres de tus hijos.
In chapter 7, verse 1, verse 7, and verse 13,
en capítulo 7, versos 1, 7 y 13,
we see how that it mentions the family of Noah going into the ark.
Menciona que la casa de Noé entraron en el arca.
Now, on the one hand, this is beautiful.
En una manera, todo esto es muy bello.
Noah's family is entering into the ark.
Noé y su familia entraron en el arca.
But on the other hand, it's very sad.
Pero al contrario, es una historia muy triste.
Because Noah has been preaching for 120 years.
Porque por 120 años, Noé estaba predicando.
He's been telling them, rain is coming, a flood is coming.
Diciendo a la gente que iba a llover y el diluvio iba a venir.
They've been watching Noah and his sons building an ark for years.
Y la gente miraba a Noé y sus hijos edificando este arca por años.
They had a long time to consider what Noah was saying and to repent.
La gente tenía suficiente tiempo para considerar las palabras de Noé y de arrepentirse.
And yet, sadly, it would only be Noah and his own family that would enter into the ark.
Pero tristemente, solamente era Noé y su familia que entraron en la arca.
Now, we know the story of how all the animals came in two by two.
Conocemos la historia que nos dice que los animales entraron dos por dos.
And I'm not here to try to convince you how that was accomplished.
No estoy aquí para explicar cómo eso pasó.
But God knows what he's doing.
Porque Dios sabe lo que hace.
But they, as they all came into the ark,
pero mientras que ellos entraron en el arca,
the animals,
los animales,
and then all of Noah's family,
y la familia de Noé,
it would be the Lord that would shut them in.
Fue el Señor que los encerraron en el arca.
In Genesis 7, verse 16,
en Génesis 7, verso 16,
it says, "And those that entered, male and female of all flesh, went in as God commanded him, and the Lord shut him in."
Dice, los que entraron eran macho y hembra de cada especie como le había mandado Dios, y Jehová le cerró la puerta.
What this tells us is that as the family and all living things went into the ark,
esto nos dice que mientras que los animales y Noé y su familia entraron en el arca,
when it came time for the rain and for the floods to begin,
cuando el tiempo vino que iba a empezar a llover,
it wasn't Noah that closed the door.
No era Noé quien cerró la puerta.
It was God that shut them in.
Jehová cerró la puerta.
And this is important to remember and to consider.
Esto es algo muy importante de recordar y considerar.
In other words, the timing to get into the ark ended with God.
En otras palabras, el tiempo de entrar en el arca terminó con Jehová.
Thank God that the gospel message is still going forth today.
Gracias a Dios que el mensaje del evangelio todavía existe en este día.
There is still an opportunity for many to repent.
Todavía hay la oportunidad para arrepentirse.
But there will come a time when God shuts that door of salvation.
Pero va a venir el día que Jehová va a cerrar la puerta de obtener salvación.
Of course, after the door was shut,
entonces, después que Jehová cerró la puerta,
the rain fell,
el diluvio vino,
the fountains of the earth were opened,
la tierra empezó, las fuentes de la tierra empezaron,
the water was coming from above and from below,
el agua vino de arriba y de abajo.
Eventually, all the dry land was covered.
Eventualmente, la tierra estaba cubrida en agua.
And the scripture says in 7 verse 24 that the waters prevailed on the earth for 150 days.
Génesis 7:24 dice, y permanecieron las aguas 150 días sobre la tierra.
In Genesis chapter 8,
ahora en Génesis 8,
verses 1 through 19,
versos 1 a 19,
we read about how the flood and all the water would subside.
Leemos la inundación disminuye.
In other words, the rain stopped, the flood stopped, and eventually it would all dissipate or disappear.
En otras palabras, la agua, la lluvia paró y el diluvio empezó no a aumentar, sino de parar.
Eventually, Noah would send out a raven.
Y Noé mandó el pájaro afuera.
He would eventually send out a dove.
Y otro pájaro que se llama el dove.
It would fly out and eventually return.
Que salió y volvió otra vez.
And then he would send it out again and it would come forth with an olive branch.
Y cuando regresó otra vez, eventualmente tenía, esa paloma tenía en su boca un pedacito de árbol.
And then, lastly, he would send out the dove one more time 7 days later.
Últimamente, 7 días después, mandó salir esa paloma otra vez.
And it didn't return.
Pero no regresó.
She had found land.
Porque la paloma encontró tierra.
And so the story, as we know it,
y la historia, como lo sabemos,
describes everything that had taken place.
Describe todo lo que pasó.
There was the sinfulness of humanity.
La iniquidad del hombre.
God would supply a means of salvation.
Pero Dios proveyó manera de salvación.
And it would come through a righteous man named Noah.
Por medio de un hombre justo, quien se llamaba Noé.
Who found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Quien encontró gracias en los ojos de Jehová.
After everything had dried up.
Después que la tierra se secó,
in verses 20 through 22 of Genesis chapter 8,
en Génesis versos 20 a 22,
we read about the Noahic covenant.
Leemos acerca del pacto noérico.
This was the covenant that God made with the earth.
Este pacto era un pacto que Dios hizo con la tierra.
And it took place after Noah offered a sacrifice of the clean animals that he had brought into the ark.
Y tomó lugar después que Noé ofreció una ofrenda, un sacrificio.
And the scripture says in verse 21, the Lord smelled the pleasing aroma, and the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground because of man, for the intention of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I ever again strike down every living creature as I have done.
Génesis 8:21 dice, al percibir Jehová olor grato, dijo en su corazón, No volveré a maldecir la tierra por causa del hombre, porque el corazón del hombre se inclina al mal desde su juventud, ni volveré a destruir todo ser viviente como he hecho.
And then in chapter 9, verse 12,
y en capítulo 9, verso 12,
he established a sign of the covenant.
Él estableció un signo de su pacto.
And of course we know that the sign of the covenant would be displayed in verse 13 of chapter 9, which is the rainbow.
Y leemos en verso 13 que el arco que puso en las nubes era para enseñar que él iba a guardar el pacto.
Here we have the story of Noah's Ark.
Aquí leímos la historia de el arco, de Arca de Noé.
And we just went through it briefly in regards to what happened from the beginning to the end.
Y lo leímos brevemente desde el principio hasta el fin.
How does all of this apply to it being a type of Christ?
Y la pregunta es, ¿cómo se aplica en ser un tipo de Cristo?
The whole story actually has application in regards to how this is a type of Christ.
La verdad es que la historia completa tiene es un tipo de Cristo.
And so I want us to consider a few things in regards to how Noah's Ark is a type of Christ.
Vamos a considerar algunas cosas de cómo es el Arca de Noé un tipo de Cristo.
First is this.
Primero,
the Ark was a gracious act of God that saved Noah and his family.
El arca fue un acto misericordioso de Dios que salvó a Noé y a su familia.
God didn't have to provide an ark.
Dios no tenía que proveer el arca.
Thank God Noah found grace in his sight.
Gracias a Dios que Noé halló gracia en los ojos de Dios.
But there again, God didn't have to spare any living being.
Otra vez, Dios no tenía que tener misericordia sobre ningún ser humano.
Because Noah found grace in the sight of God.
Pero porque Noé encontró gracia en los ojos de Dios,
God would supply an ark to spare Noah and his family.
Dios proveyó el arca para salvar a Noé y a su familia.
And so this ark was the gracious act of God.
Y así la arca era un acto misericordioso de Dios.
It was God that provided the ark.
Dios proveyó el arco.
Of course, he would use Noah and his family to build it.
Y usó a Noé y a sus hijos para construir o edificar el arca.
But God would give them the time and the ability to build the ark.
Pero Dios les dio el tiempo y la habilidad para edificar el arca.
In the same way, Jesus, his death on the cross, is a gracious act of God that saves those who trust in him.
Así, la muerte de Jesús en la cruz es un acto misericordioso de Dios que salva a aquellas que confían en él.
Because of God's grace.
Por la gracia de Dios.
And ultimately because of his love for you and me.
Y últimamente por causa de el amor de Dios para usted y para mí.
His love for the whole world.
El amor de Dios para el mundo en total.
Because of God's love for us, he provided a means of salvation.
Por medio del amor de Dios por nosotros, él proveyó la manera para salvación.
This ark would be the means of salvation for those that would go into the ark.
Y este arca era manera de salvar los que entraban en el arca.
In the same way, God would provide the means of salvation with Jesus giving his life for us on the cross.
En la misma manera, Dios proveyó la manera para salvación para nosotros por medio de la muerte de Jesucristo en la cruz.
Now remember, God's providing the ark.
Recuerde, Dios proveyó por medio del arca.
This wasn't Noah's idea.
No era el idea de Noé.
This was God.
Era el plan de Dios.
Secondly, think about this.
Segundamente, piensa en esto.
It is that those who were in the ark, those that went into the ark, were saved from the wrath of God.
Los que estaban en el arca fueron salvados de la ira de Dios.
There is coming a time when God will pour out his wrath on this earth again.
Va a venir el día que Dios va a demostrar su ira sobre la tierra una vez más.
God was upset. He was hurt, if you will, grieved in his heart.
El corazón de Dios se había quebrado.
With all of those of that generation, if you will.
Por razón de esa generación pecaminosa.
The scripture says that the imaginations of their heart were only evil continually.
Como leímos, la escritura dice que sus pensamientos continuaban en mal.
It was so bad that God said, I repent of even making man.
Era tan mal que Dios se dijo, yo me arrepiento de crear el hombre.
The flood itself would be God's judgment against the wickedness of humanity.
Y el diluvio era el juicio de Dios en el mundo por lo que estaba haciendo el ser humano.
In other words, God would pour out his wrath.
Y él iba a demostrar su ira.
But Noah and his family would be spared. They would not face God's wrath.
Pero la familia de Noé y Noé fueron salvados y no sintieron esa ira de Dios.
They were covered.
Estaban cubridos.
They were spared.
Estaban con la habilidad de escapar.
They were protected from it.
Estaban protegidos.
In the same way, those who are in Christ are also saved from the wrath to come.
En la misma manera, los que están en Cristo también son salvos de la ira de Dios.
Those that went into the ark were safe.
Los que entraron en el arca estaban protegidos.
In the same way, if we are in Christ, we will not taste the wrath of God.
En la misma manera, si nos encontramos salvos en Cristo, no vamos a probar de esa ira de Dios.
That generation experienced the flood.
Esa generación le pasó terrible con el diluvio.
Peter would tell us that in these latter days, the earth is reserved for fire.
Pedro nos dice que en los últimos días la tierra es reservado por fuego.
We will be spared.
Nosotros vamos a escapar.
It's because we've come into the ark.
Porque hemos entrado en el arca.
If you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have come into Christ.
Si usted ha recibido a Jesucristo como Señor y Salvador, es de decir que ha entrado en el arca de Cristo.
We have come into the ark by faith.
Por la fe hemos entrado en el arca.
Consider this.
Considere esto también.
Is there was only one door on the ark.
Solo había una puerta en el arca.
There weren't many doors.
No había muchas puertas.
There wasn't even a back door.
Ni había puerta por atrás.
No, there was only one door into the ark.
Solo había una puerta para entrar en el arca.
In a similar way, Jesus is the one door to salvation.
En la manera similar, Jesucristo es la única puerta a la salvación.
In the Gospel of John chapter 10, Jesus mentions a few times that he is the door of the sheep.
En Juan capítulo 10, Jesús mencionó que él es la puerta para las ovejas.
He's the door.
Él es la puerta.
He's the way to enter in.
Él es la manera para entrar.
There was only one doorway into that ark.
Solo había una puerta para entrar en el arca.
What that helps us to understand that there aren't multiple ways into Christ.
Esto nos ayuda a entender que no hay multiplicaciones de maneras para entrar en Cristo.
There's only one way.
Solamente una manera.
And that is through Christ alone.
Por medio de Cristo.
This next point is similar.
Este punto enseguida es muy similar.
But it's also different.
Pero diferente.
It says this, those who enter the door of the ark were saved.
Los que entraron en la puerta del arca se salvaron.
In other words, you have to go into the door.
En otras palabras, la verdad es que tenemos que entrar.
Everyone that went into that door made a decision to go in there.
Cada uno que entró en el arca hizo la decisión de entrar.
And so we have to come into the door.
Entonces es necesario entrar.
In other words, Jesus is the one door to salvation.
En otras palabras, Jesús es la puerta para entrar en la salvación.
Those who entered into the door of the ark were saved.
Los que entraron en la puerta del arco se salvaron.
And those who enter through Christ are saved.
Los que entran por medio de Cristo son salvos.
Consider this.
Considere esto.
We've already seen that Noah was a righteous man.
Ya hemos leído que Noé era hombre justo.
He was blameless.
Sin como en ser justo o perfecto en los ojos de Dios.
He even walked with God.
Y andó con Dios.
But even Noah still had to make a decision to go into the ark.
Aún Noé tenía que decidir de entrar en el arca.
It doesn't matter how righteous Noah was.
No importa qué tan justo era Noé.
In and of himself.
De él mismo.
He still had to make a decision to go into the ark.
Él tenía que decidir de entrar en el arca.
His righteousness wouldn't have allowed him to float on that water.
La justicia en él mismo no le iba a salvar en ese diluvio.
No, he needed to go into the ark.
Él tenía que entrar en el arca.
In other words, our own righteousness will not save us.
En otras palabras, nuestra justicia misma no nos va a salvar.
Noah was a righteous man.
Noé era hombre justo.
He had good morals.
Era hombre con buenos morales.
He was a good man, if you will.
Era un hombre bueno.
But all of that righteousness would not have saved him.
Pero su misma justicia no le iba a salvar.
No, he needed to go into the ark.
Él tenía que entrar en el arca.
And what that helps us to understand.
Y lo que nos ayuda a entender es esto.
Is that we're not saved by our own righteousness.
Que no somos salvos por medio de nuestra misma justicia.
We're not justified by what we do.
No estamos justificados por buenas obras.
It doesn't matter the church denomination we're a part of.
Ni importa la denominación de qué iglesia asistimos.
What matters is that we are in Christ and His righteousness.
Lo que es importante es si nosotros nos encontramos en Cristo y en su justicia.
Noah needed to be in the ark to be saved.
Noé tenía que entrar y estar en el arca para ser salvado.
And the only way you and I will be saved is if we are in Christ.
Y la única manera que usted y yo podemos ser salvos es si nos encontramos en Cristo.
Are you in Christ today?
La pregunta es, ¿está usted encontrado en Cristo hoy?
How do we get into Christ?
¿Cómo es posible entrar en Cristo?
We must receive Him as our personal Lord and Savior.
Tenemos que recibirlo como nuestro Señor y Salvador personal.
The Gospel of John chapter 1 says,
el Evangelio de Juan 1 nos dice,
it says, for those that have received Him, talking about Jesus, to those he has made to become sons of God.
Por cuantos han recibido a Cristo, a ellos les ha llamado hijos de Dios.
Galatians in chapter 3, verse 27.
Gálatas 3, 27.
says that we have been baptized into Christ.
Nos dice que hemos sido bautizados en Cristo.
The scripture says that we should put on Christ in Romans chapter 13.
En Romanos 13, la escritura nos dice que debemos de poner a Cristo.
It even says in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13.
En primero de Corintios 12, 13.
It says, by one spirit were we all baptized into one body.
Que por medio de un espíritu hemos sido bautizados en un cuerpo.
This is speaking of being baptized into Christ.
Esto nos habla acerca de ser bautizados en Cristo.
When we are born again by the Spirit of God.
Cuando nacemos de nueva vida por medio del Espíritu Santo,
we are placed by faith into Christ and His righteousness.
Estamos puestos en Cristo y su justicia por la fe.
Noah and his family decided to go into the ark.
Noé y su familia decidieron entrar en el arca.
In a similar way, you and I have the decision to make if we will receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
En una manera similar, usted y yo tenemos que decidir si vamos a recibir a Jesucristo como nuestro personal Señor y Salvador.
Our religion won't save us.
Porque nuestra religión no nos salva.
Our good deeds, our own self-righteousness will not save us.
Nuestras buenas obras y nuestra justicia misma no nos salva.
No, we're only saved by being in Christ and His righteousness alone.
Estamos salvos por medio de encontrarnos en Cristo y su justicia por la fe.
Now, another interesting point.
Otro punto muy interesante.
It is this.
Es este.
The flood, which was a judgment upon the wicked, was unexpected.
La inundación, que era un juicio sobre los malvados, fue inesperada.
In a similar way, the return of Christ in His judgment will be unexpected.
Aún así, el regreso de Cristo a su juicio será inesperado.
The scripture says it'll be like a thief in the night.
La escritura nos dice será como un ladrón en la noche.
But let me just say something about this.
Déjame compartir algo de esto.
Even though we've made the statement that it will be unexpected.
Aunque hemos declarado que va a ser momento inesperado.
It's going to be unexpected for the unprepared.
Va a ser inesperado por la gente que no está preparada.
Think about it.
Piénsalo.
Noah told those people for 120 years of what was coming.
Noé compartió con la gente por 120 años de lo que iba de venir.
And yet, when it happened, it was unexpected.
Sin embargo, ellos no lo esperaban.
We've been preaching about the return of Jesus Christ for years.
Hemos predicado acerca de la venida de Jesucristo por años.
And yet when it happens, it will be unexpected for the unprepared.
Y cuando pasa, y es el tiempo, va a ser inesperado por la gente que no está preparado.
Paul would describe you and me, those of us that are prepared.
Pablo describió a usted y yo que estamos preparados.
As children of the day.
Como hijos del día.
He says there that we will not be taken by surprise.
Nos dice que no nos va a tomar por sorpresa.
In other words, we will be aware and ready.
Vamos a estar preparados y listos.
But this judgment upon the wicked was unexpected.
Pero este juicio sobre los malvados sí era inesperado.
And sadly, once it came and the door was shut, there was no more hope for them.
Y tristemente, cuando vino el diluvio y se cerró la puerta, ya no había esperanza.
Don't wait until it's too late.
Por favor, no esperas para el tiempo que ya es muy tarde.
Noah's Ark is a type of Christ.
El arca de Noé es tipo de Cristo.
Only those that went into the ark were spared.
Solamente los que entraron en el arca fueron protegidos.
In the same way, only those that come into Christ will be saved.
En la misma manera, solamente los que reciben a Jesucristo, entran en Cristo, van a ser salvados.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's say a prayer together.
Vamos a orar.
Lord, I pray that you would open up, Lord, the truth of what we have spoken this evening. I pray that, Lord, it would begin to open up within our heart, our spirit. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would begin to bring life to these words. That, Lord, we would truly appreciate that in Christ there still is an open door. That until now, Lord, the door is open and you're still calling people to salvation. You're ready to save. You're ready to wash. You're ready to make whole those that will come into Christ. For, Lord, you will supply, Lord God, the covering. You will supply, Lord God, the righteousness that we need. You will be everything. And so I pray that you would continue to open up these truths. And Lord, we thank you for the study. We pray that we would continue to see more in the Old Testament, for there is so much of Jesus there. And so we thank you. Be with everyone, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.